in the limelight.
Iranians have proved with their ability to circumvent Washington's terroristic sanctions that the U.S. cannot do a damn thing and is totally helpless in curtailing the rapid increase of Iran's progress in different fields. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites for further details. Stay tuned for more. Kahan International wrote, Iran, which is blessed with the world's fourth largest crude oil deposits and the second largest natural gas deposits, has, with the recent discovery of lithium deposits, now become the second largest holder of this rare white gold found around the globe. This, however, does not mean that the country, which accounts for 7% of all minerals found worldwide, such as gold, uranium, bauxite, marble, coal, iron ore, zinc, copper, lead, chromium, gypsum, molybdenum, strontium, silica, and barite, world's sixth largest producer, sits idly and hopes against the hope for the lifting of the illegal U.S. sanctions for its exports. No. To the dismay of its enemies in Washington, the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is already a top-notch exporter of such agro-industrial products such as saffron, pistachios, and the world-famous Persian carpets, besides achieving self-reliance in defense industries, the nuclear fuel cycle, aerospace, stem cell technology, the cyber world, and artificial intelligence, to name a few, is now a leading exporter of electricity to neighboring countries. Iran, which now generates 90,000 megawatts of electricity compared to a mere 7,024 in 1978 before the triumph of the Islamic Revolution, is a regional electricity hub with its power grid connected to Iraq, Turkey, Armenia, the Caucasus Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, and now Pakistan. In addition, work is in progress for connecting the Iranian power grid with that of Qatar across the Persian Gulf. Meanwhile, the signing of the accord recently in Tehran by the Iranian Minister of Energy and his Pakistani counterpart for increase of the volume of power between the two neighboring countries to 200 megawatts after completion of the project in a record time is indication of resolve and capabilities of Iran's skilled manpower. Iran and Pakistan already enjoy trade exchanges of $2 billion per year, a figure which is all set to increase considerably given the eagerness of traders and officials on both sides of the border to expand commercial, cultural, and political ties. In view of these developments, we expect the politicians in Islamabad to take steps without any fear from the American terrorists for connecting the vital gas pipeline, which for over a decade has not seen any progress. The Iranians have proved with their ability to circumvent Washington's terroristic sanctions that the United States of America cannot do a damn thing and is totally helpless in curtailing the rapid increase of Iran's hydrocarbon and other exports. If the Pakistani brothers realize this fact and go ahead with the connection of the natural gas pipeline, they will indeed reap an economic bonanza and will be able to resolve most of the problems of their country. Meanwhile, Global Energy Network Institute website had earlier reported skilled human resources, vast production of equipments used in the electricity generation industry, and making use of the world's state-of-the-art technologies in the sector have created great opportunity for us to boost our electricity exports, noted head of Iran's electricity company. Moreover, we have many proficient contractor companies specialized in developing power plant building projects, whereas our neighboring countries usually lack one of the two required resources. Therefore, Iran has the potentials for turning into the region's electricity exchange hub. The managing director, Tavanir, Iran's power generation distribution and transmission company, said, "Some of our neighbors, such as Afghanistan and Iraq, and also the eastern parts of Turkey and the regions located in the west of Pakistan, are heavily in need of our surplus electricity." Persian service of ISNA News Agency quoted Muhammad Ali Wahdati as saying. In addition, he added, "Given the different off-peak and on-peak electricity times in our country and our neighboring countries, electricity exchanges are in the interest of the both sides." Referring to the connection of Iran's electricity grid to those of the neighboring countries, Wahdati stated that preliminary works are underway to that effect to connect Iran's electricity grid to those of Georgia, Russia, Syria, Lebanon, and Tajikistan.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to the listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The New Year's festival, according to the Persian calendar, is called Nowruz. Nowruz means Nowruz, Ruz and No, new day. And the Nowruz, or the New Year of the Persians, starts at the, we can say, season of spring. At the first day of the month of Farvardin, the new year, the Iranian new year and calendar starts, and the Iranian celebrates and the Persian celebrates their new year with the coming of the spring of the nature is over there, everything becomes green, the weather is really good, and the people try to enjoy the timing at the New Year's festival at Nowruz. Now, the question is that, is there any specific recommendation in the religion of Islam to approve, for example, Nowruz or the New Year? And the second question is there, how to create the spring of the soul? Now we have the spring of the season. How to be refreshed inside our spirit and spiritually speaking. Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have a couple of narrations. For example, there is one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam where he is teaching Mu'alla bin Khunais. He tells him that when there is a new day, which is the new year, Nowruz, actually, on that day, you must have a ghusl or perform the bath, clean yourself, put on new clothes. Mm-hmm. And the main idea is, instead of new clothes, the word is used, the pure clothes.
Yes.
The pure means it should be new, or maybe it's the clean clothes. That's what you need to do. And after that, it is recommended to fast on that day and also to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a specific prayer in which we recite Surah Al-Hamd, and then there is Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas.
Okay.
So these are recommended, and there are a couple of, you know, prayers or supplications as well that we perform on this.
Yes.
The main thing is that what Imam says is after you perform all this, you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read a supplication. What does it mean actually, you know, when we talk about the new year? The new year means that this new year is about to start. Either it's the lunar year, maybe it's the solar, according to the, you know, the like the English calendar that we have, or maybe Persian calendar that we have.
There are different New
different
Year's
calendars,
festivals according to different calendars.
But the main
calendars.
Idea is because this is something in the culture, and it's starting, we are celebrating this New Year. This New Year should start with purifying yourself, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to get involved in the sins.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important.
Very good.
Especially, you know, when the new year comes, we know that, especially like, you know, when the English calendar, we see there are many people, they get involved into the sins. There's drinking, there's dancing, there's, I don't know, there are many things.
Yes.
Whereas this new year, when you are celebrating, it means that Allah has give you a chance to start another year.
Yes.
The past year is gone.
Yes.
And we need to sit and think what we have done in this past year.
This is a very beautiful point that are the people are really reminded of the blessings that Allah give them? I've been giving them another year, giving them another life. During pandemic, we could see that, for example, in COVID-19 pandemic, so many people lost their families.
Yes.
So they could not see the next year. Now you are given the new year. How do you take a new look at your life now? This is really very important. That's all right. Okay, I will get back to more suggestions on according to Islamic teachings. But Shaykh Rouhani, so how to start a new year? One of them was, for example, avoiding the sins. What else can we do in order to have a better, we can say, new year according to Islamic teachings?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think this term, Nowruz, or which is also termed in Arabic hadith Nehruz, the Arabized one, is Nehruz. Nehruz, as you rightly mentioned, it means the new day.
Yes.
We should not wait till the year ends to start a new year.
Okay.
Rather, every day we should have a new day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should every day we should have Nehruz.
Okay.
Because 2 days of our life should not be the same.
Oh, very good.
In our hadiths, in our narrations, it's mentioned that the 2 days should not be the same. Second day, I mean, the next day, you have to improve. You have to perfect yourself. You have to gain and achieve more achievements.
Yes.
So if the 2 days are the similar days, the same days, it means that you did not improve. You did not perfect. You did not achieve anything.
Okay.
So that's why every day of us should be Nowruz.
Yes.
This concept is mentioned, this kind of phrases we have in some of the riwayat. That is narrated that the Holy Prophet said that every day could be Nowruz. You know, because at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that Yemen was part of Persia.
Oh,
Yemen.
Okay.
Was part of Persia.
Okay.
And actually, Yemen, the Yemeni people were called Persian people because lots of Persian people were living there.
Really?
Yeah, and they were going to Mecca and Medina.
You know, the Prophet sent the letter to the Persian emperor. He sent a delegation from the Yemen.
Yemen.
Because they knew Arabic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Towards Medina.
Yeah, of course,
And there, Prophet said, like, when you go back, your king will be died and his son will take over.
Yeah. That's you know, because this Bahrain, Yemen, and these, these all these areas were
part of the Great,
part
Persia.
Of the Great Persia. Of course,
Okay.
So that's why Persian people used to go to Mecca, to Medina at the time of the Holy Prophet.
Very good.
It is mentioned that once these Iranians, these Persian people, went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presented him some gifts on the day of Nowruz. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the gifts and appreciated them.
Okay.
And said something about Nowruz.
Okay.
That is a bit long. The friends, I mean, the audience can refer to this. It's very nice.
Okay.
That Prophet mentioned some points about Nowruz.
Okay.
And it seems that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not oppose
Nowruz.
This day. Yeah.
Yes.
To celebrate this day.
Yes.
And also Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay.
Because at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in Kufa, there were many Persians.
Yes.
Yeah. non-Arabs were living there with Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. The same thing happened to Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Mm-hmm. The people went to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and gifted him on the day of Nowruz some things. And then Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam accepted.
Okay.
Accepted the gifts and praised and appreciated them.
Mm-hmm.
And also a very nice riwayah which is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
It is very nice.
Yes.
Some of the companions of the Holy Prophet, the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, referred to the Imam asking about a person, a farmer, who celebrated the day of Mehragan or Mehrajan.
Yes.
Which is the same as the day of Nowruz.
Yes.
He said that this man celebrated this day,
okay.
and this day he presented some gifts to some friends as well as us, or
yes.
maybe sometimes he come to you and gift mm-hmm. you something. Would you accept or not to celebrate this way the day of Nowruz? Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam here gave us a very key kind of solution. Says that, is that person is Muslim? He said, yes, he's Muslim. He's saying the prayers, performing fasting, whatever. Says that if he is Muslim, you have to accept
mm-hmm.
the gifts.
Okay.
You know, Imam says that we cannot accept the gifts or hadaya or tuhfa from non-Muslims.
Yes.
From disbelievers.
Okay.
If they are Muslims, you have to accept. And
yes.
there's no problem with that.
Yes.
You can celebrate this way, that day with them.
What we see nowadays is that the Persians, we can say, celebrate their Nowruz, as they say, but they are Muslims. They are Shia Muslims, okay?
Yes.
So there is no contradiction. We could not see any contrast or contradiction
yes.
between these two important rituals,
yeah.
one of them national, one of them religious.
Yeah. Okay. It is from the Shiite perspective.
Yes.
But if you look at from the Sunnite perspective
uh-huh.
to Nowruz, we see that particularly Khulafa'i Abbasi, the
mm-hmm.
Abbasid caliphs,
okay.
they did not have any problem with Nowruz.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of them celebrated Nowruz.
Okay.
So these Abbasid caliphs were Sunnis.
Yes.
So they followed the Sunni teachings and doctrines. According to them, there was, again, no problem with Nowruz.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the other point is that what do we do in Nowruz exactly?
Yes.
We do, for example, we wear new, for example, fresh kind of clothing. New clothing,
yes.
Yeah.
We put
so
perfume.
Yeah,
we do Salat Rahim.
Yeah, we do Ahsantum, Salatul Arham, visit, for example. And we visit, for example, our relatives.
Yes.
And or, for example, we gift.
We gift, yes.
Yes, the people, the friends.
I could exactly remember when I was a
yes.
kid, I go, for example, to my grandparents' house, there was always a kind of AD, okay? It was usually the new bills,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
But where? This is important. Inside the Holy Quran,
yes.
okay? He just took out the new bills from inside the pocket of the Holy Quran, just
yes.
blessed it with the Holy Quran, put a dua on it or something like that, and give it to the,
yes.
to give you barakah in life
course,
or something
yes.
like that. That's
just
right.
one point that should be mentioned is that it is not an Islami Eid. You know,
yes,
Islam Eid, we have Eid al-Fitr, Eid
al-Adha,
Eid al-Jum'ah, and Eid al-Ghadir.
Eid al-Ghadir, that's
so
right.
So these four Eids are there.
Yes, yes, yes.
So as Islamic rituals, as Islamic Eid, we cannot term it as Islamic Eid.
Islamic, no, it's not.
But if we celebrate this day as a day that we go, for example, we go to our parents, respect them,
yes.
and gift them.
Yes.
Or relatives,
yes.
brothers, sisters,
yes, yes.
relatives. There's no problem with that, you know?
But just taking a look at the spearing. I mean, spiritually speaking, there are so many lessons in Nowruz which are in harmony with Islamic teachings.
Yes,
just look at the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
Yes, yes.
How the earth is green again.
Yes,
just look at the trees. Look
yeah,
at the fruits.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that, for example, the Persians has put sabze. It is a kind of, for example, piece of grass, for example, in the dinner table. They put it over there. All these ayat, you know, and these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you refer to them, show us that, okay, the season of spring has come. What about the spring of your soul? How do you refresh yourself
yes,
inside?
Yes,
this is very
yes.
important.
The final conclusion that I can make is this, that since the Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'minin and Imam al-Sadiq and the other Imams did not explicitly reject
yes.
or opposes this day, so there is no problem to celebrate this day.
Okay.
But of course, if in some of our hadith or riwayat, we are told not to celebrate this day,
okay.
it is because of this, I think, that we should not consider it as Eid al-Islam.
Eid al-Islam, yes.
Yeah, and that will be
yes.
something fabricated or something bid'ah. Yeah?
Okay.
That's not true.
Yes.
But if you just celebrate like other rituals that there's no, let's say, problem with that from the
yes.
Islamic perspective, that you can celebrate
okay.
that. Yes.
That's right. So how to recreate the spring of soul, Sayyid? This is also important. I mean, for example, in the season of spring, we create or recreate, for example, the spring of the soul. How to do that?
Well, obviously from the teachings of Islam or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what we see, you know, the narration which was narrating that Imam Sadiq has said, when you put your new clothes on the new year, go to the sajda and read this dua. Now, dua starts with the praising of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, saying a salawat on Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Okay.
And after that, there is a specific prayer. And that is, which says that, O Allah, barak lana. Fi yawmina hadha alladhi, make this blessed day for us, make it blessed day. Why? Because this day is a new day, which you have given, you know, honor to this day. And the important prayer here is, Allahumma barik li fima an'amta bihi.
Yes.
You know, we have two words, ni'ma and baraka. There's a difference in it.
Yes.
In this, we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a new year. You have given us some ni'ma, which generally is translated as the, you know, the bounty or the blessing. You need to, oh Allah, give barakah to this ni'mah. You know, sometimes we have ni'mah.
Yes.
We have blessings.
Blessings.
But barakah is something that, you know, saves it more. For example,
you do strengthening the strengthening effects.
It's strengthening. On the other hand, sometimes I have less money.
Yes.
But I have a healthy, you know,
family.
Body. Healthy
body,
family.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people have a lot of money, but they have many diseases, they are ill. They spend their money in unnecessary things, unnecessary spendings, you know, expenses.
That's right.
This is, barakah means that the things that you have, the money or the sustenance that you have, in that, obviously, you have barakah. It is enough for you, even if it is less.
Thankful to them.
Yes.
You have to be thankful.
We need to be thankful for that.
Yes.
And obviously, in that, you know, there is like, it says like, the prayer says, مَا غَابَ عَنِّي فَلَا يَغِيبَنَّ عَنِّي. Says that whatever is hidden for me, I pray that فَلَا يَغِيبَنَّ عَنِّي عَوْنُكَ وَحِفْزُكَ, that your help and your protection does not disappear from me. This is the importance that you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, it is said like, whatever has been gone from me, I have no, you know, we can say grieve of that. But the important thing is your help should not be, you know, taken away from me. And the things that are hard to achieve, don't put me in those things.
Yes.
This is also important. You know, sometimes we have people who work 24-hour, maybe, you know, 24-7.
Yes.
We say this because they're working in the morning, they have a night job, they're working on the weekend, and at the end they have no savings.
Yes.
It means that he's struggling a lot. He is earning a lot, but there's no saving for him. Why? Because he does not have that barakah. On the other hand, when we talk about the Nowruz and the importance of the Nowruz, obviously, spiritually, it is the spring of the spirit as well. We should...
The Rabi of the spirit, that's right.
Obviously, it is said about the Ramadan as well. The Ramadan is the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Is the Rabi of the soul, Rabi of the Quran, the spring of the Quran and the soul. But Nowruz as well, the new year, we can have a new, you know, we can get new energy.
That's right.
We can have a new start.
Yes.
You know, the things that we have done in the previous year, you know, one of the important things is in order to have the, you know, this new spring or soul spring.
Yes.
The important thing is that we must put accountable ourselves for what we have done in the past.
That's right.
We must accept our mistakes.
Yes.
We should think that next time, how can I avoid these things and how to make better?
That's right.
This is important because, you know, generally, we never think about ourselves. The Urafa, they have said that if you want to, you know, if you want to have advance in your life, it is necessary that every night you think about your actions during the day.
Okay.
And if someone cannot do that, at least we can do that during the at the end of the year, so that the new year that we will start, inshallah, it will be really a new year for ourselves, for our souls.
That's right.
And as rightly mentioned, that our past year shouldn't be same as the next year.
And that's why most of the Persians and Iranians start the new year, the new Persian year, with this dua, Ya مغلب الغلوب والأبصار, يا مدبر الليل والنهار, يا محول الحول والأحوال, حول حالنا إلى الأحسن حال. O changer of the hearts and the eyes, or the administrators of the nights and the days, O the changer of the feelings okay, and the feelings and surroundings, change our mood and our feelings into the best ones, into the best that you desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in your hand. You are Madabbir al-Umur. You are the administrator of all the affairs in the world. Inshallah, the Persians have a good new year, and this year would be a good year for them by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Nawi and Shaykh Rouhani. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners. Again, we congratulate all the Persians, the Muslim Persians across the world, on the New Year's Festival or Nowruz. To all of them, may you have a nice year ahead of you, a healthy year. May it be the year of the reappearance of Imam As, inshallah. And may we find the true spring of soul in this year, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening to us. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you
for thought.
Hello everyone, and now we present you a statement from the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, who despite being in the state of occultation, keeps his wary eyes on the followers of the school of the Prophet's infallible Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. We are neither negligent of caring for you, nor forgetful of you. And if we were not for that, hardship would have befallen you, and the enemies would have massacred you. So fear God and support us.
This is IRIB English Radio. Iranian news. Iranian culture. Iranian voice. www.parstoday.com/en.
On June 22, 2021, the U.S. government took down a range of Iranian news websites, the most prominent among them, Press TV, the country's 24-hour news channel in English. Press TV's users were faced with this message. The domain PressTV.com has been seized by the United States government in accordance with a seizure warrant pursuant.
Everything Press TV do.
The channel was launched in 2007 with the motto of the Voice of the Voiceless. Since the very beginning, the news channel has always tried to shed light on major regional and global issues from perspectives either ignored or distorted by the mainstream media. Over the past years, the channel has repeatedly been subject to censorship on multiple platforms, including Twitter and Instagram, besides Google and its services. For example, it was in mid-January 2020 that tech giant Google permanently removed Press TV UK's YouTube channel. The channel had over 28,000 subscribers on its YouTube account at the time of its deletion.
All the Western propaganda about media freedom, freedom of speech, and so on really is. The truth is they want their overweening narrative to completely dominate the public discourse so that decisions made about Iran, war and peace, sanctions, not sanctions, the nuclear deal or not, they want those decisions to be made with an uninformed public.
A few years earlier in 2013, Press TV was forced off the air in the UK after media regulator Ofcom revoked its license for allegedly breaching the Communications Act. Shortly after, the channel was also taken off air in North America.
I don't obviously agree with everything Press TV do, but what they do is they provide a means for dialogue and discussion and understanding of the Middle East, particularly, and not only the Middle East, but many other world issues. Now, this vital conduit of news and information is being closed off by the British government, who are blaming it all on Ofcom. The British government won't take any responsibility for this outrageous, tyrannical act.
In fact, Press TV has had a long history of poor treatment at the hands of the US state. In just one case back in January 2019, the FBI illegally detained Press TV anchor Marzia Hashemi for 10 days on her visit to the United States.
Situation in the United States that individuals can be detained, arrested without charge.
I was treated in many cases worse than a common criminal, as if I was a mass murderer.
I was kidnapping, transferring, shackling, imprisoning, taking off my hijab, and so many other things. They can call it legal, but we know that it is not legal. Why is it that in the jails here, that 98.5, if not more, of the people I saw were Black Americans? Why?
While it's become an everyday challenge for Press TV to deal with problems caused directly or indirectly by the U.S. government on flimsy pretexts, a number of channels such as BBC Persian and Iran International, which seek subversive agendas inside Iran via spreading misinformation, are all immune to Washington's whims. A minor case of hypocrisy by the self-proclaimed champion of freedom of expression.
Any of these countries like China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, they are demonized and their media outlets are portrayed as foreign agents, which is quite incredible. And we've seen incredible hypocrisy in the sense that not only does the U.S. government falsely dub these fact-oriented, totally fact-based media outlets as supposed foreign agents, but even on social media, which is ostensibly independent from the U.S. government, but really we know that many of these big tech corporations in Silicon Valley are U.S. government contractors that closely follow the U.S. government line. They have also been labeling foreign government-backed media outlets like RT, like CGTN, like Press TV, labeling them as controlled by the Russian government, as Google says, and Google owns YouTube. And we've also seen Twitter do the same thing, and Facebook.
The fact is, Press TV's independent journalism to set distorted narratives right across the region and the world has made the channel a strong alternative voice for the oppressed people. And that's not what the Americans can put up with.
In the Western media and the West-controlled media, you know, or the what they call the mainstream media, they portray a particular thing, a particular, you know, international problem in a particular this frame. And Iranian, the Press TV is challenging that. Probably they are providing an alternative thought. So naturally, this is a competition. So in that competition, Press TV is now facing the heat.
Case most notorious prisons.
By way of comparison, what they've done to Press TV is a larger-scale operation of what they have done to the founder of WikiLeaks and other whistleblowers across the world, muting alternative voices at any cost. American scholar Richard Falk believes that by shutting down Press TV, the U.S. is attempting to deprive Iran of its capacity to challenge hostile propaganda and put forth its own counter-narrative of controversial events, and more generally of peace, justice, and democratic governance. When Press TV was established with the motto of News Anew, the aim was to present alternative news to its audiences, the kind of topics and stories that some Western governments do not want people to know about. In late 2021, Press TV was honored to receive an award from Yemen's Prime Minister Abdulaziz bin Habtour for its prominent role in standing by the Yemeni people and exposing the crimes of the U.S., Saudi, Emirati-led aggression since the beginning of the war. That's why Yemen is rarely being mentioned by the mainstream media. And when mentioned, it's usually through distorted lenses. As a media at the service of the resistance movement, Press TV has been always lauded by freedom-seeking nations. Following a visit to Press TV on April 7, 2022, Cuban ambassador to Tehran, Alberto González Casals, tweeted, "Today I met the vice president and director of the prestigious Press TV and Hispan TV networks. I thank both of them for their active participation in the media marathon against the U.S. blockade. An extensive program of bilateral cooperation awaits us." Press TV invests full-heartedly in efforts to find out the truth, no matter what that would cost. Trying to reach that goal in some of the world's most volatile conflict zones, Press TV personnel Maya Nasser, Sayed Farhad Taghaddousi, Habibullah Hussein Zada, and Serena Shim made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives to reveal what is withheld from a global audience. Despite all the problems and sanctions caused and imposed by the West, Press TV will pursue its mission of being the voice of the voiceless with full force. The channel has just turned 15, and this is just the beginning.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we were going to speak about how to be a better person in the new year.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Shaban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Hijri calendar, and the 18th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual on this program, we start with a verse from the Holy Quran and the important point of it. For today, we choose verse 30 of chapter Ar-Rum from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fa'aqim wajhaka lid-din hanifa. Fitrat Allahi allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha. La tabdila li khalqillah. ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
So direct your face toward the religion, inclining to truth. Adhere to the fitra of Allah upon which He has created all people. No change should there be in the creation of Allah. That is the correct religion. But most of the people do not know.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Walking along the path of religion is walking along the path of nature. The man's natural affairs may decrease or increase, but they will never be abolished absolutely, and also the truth-seeking wishes, which are hidden inside of man, will not change by the change of place and time. The words here are about the natural monotheism. In other words, it pursues the same subject from the way of insight and innate observation and through necessary apprehension of conscience. We're going to enter the new year according to the solar Hijri calendar. So this part is about the new year resolution. Dear listeners, life is a never-ending process of self-improvement, as you know. You may concentrate on improving your education or climbing corporate ladder, but in the race to succeed, the concept of better can be lost in the midst of ambition and greed. As the year is coming to an end, you may want to embark on a journey to better your spirit and become a new version of yourself. Life can be
whirlwind of responsibility and stress, but with the right focus, you can start becoming a better person and who you want to be.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays and the days that we have ahead, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person, at least in the upcoming New Year. Once a year, what to do for our next year? How can we become a better person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't change us unless we decide to change. Everyone wants to become a better person, but some people just do not know how. That's why we need to be willing to change and put some thought and effort into the idea, because when there is a will, there is a way, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا عَطَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Seek the life to come using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, but do not neglect your rightful share in this world. Do good to others, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done well to you. This is chapter 28, Surah Al-Qasas, verse 77. To become a better person, we should learn to notice ourselves and know how we behave in different situations. Then we'll know when to improve ourselves if we do something improperly and continue to do what we're doing right. This point is very important because we can't be a better person if we don't know what we should improve ourselves in, what we should improve ourselves in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah surely is with the good doers. Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 69.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now let's look at how to be a better person. The first step is have the will to change, and the second one is stop making excuses. Now we go for the first one. Allah won't change you unless you decide to change. That's why you need to be willing to change and actually put some thought and effort into the idea, because when there is a will, there is a way, inshallah. Remember, I told you the second step is stop making excuses. You cannot expect to change if you keep making excuses for anything that goes wrong with you, because you won't see anything that needs to be changed with you that way. You should take accountability for your actions and take responsibilities for your decisions. You shouldn't blame anyone or anything for your mistakes. Instead, try to learn from your mistakes, which in turn will help you be a better person.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat, is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
This is today's special, and positive, obtainable aspirations can give you something to thrive for. That's an interesting phrase for starting this part. Everyone needs something to live for, so think about what you want in life. Not only can striving for something make you a happier and better person, but it can also help you find your purpose. Use a pen and paper and write down the short and long-term goals you will like to achieve. Try asking yourself these questions to find and set an achievable goal. What are the questions? Is there a relationship in your life you want to improve? What causes or improvements are you passionate about? Is there a project you've been meaning to finish? Another question, what do you like to do in your free time? Making your goal to be a better person may be challenging to define and achieve. Instead, opt for small goals that can help you grow as an individual, like reading a nonfiction book, writing a short story, calling your mom every weekend, or helping someone in need every day, inshallah.
How can I condition myself to truly become pious, to be an observant servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And to demonstrate this method, we're going to borrow some examples from Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is the last place that comes to your mind when it comes to being righteous and pious. But I guess every aspect in this life, everything in life, has a lesson for us. One of the powerful methods in training yourself to become permanently observant and pious is acting. People who participate in plays, actors who participate in movies, will admit to you that their participation in that movie or that play really had an impact on their personality. To a large extent, it changed aspects of their personality. You see, in dramatic arts, we have what's called method acting, which uses various techniques to train the actors to achieve a better characterization of the characters they're playing. You want these actors to act professionally, to act genuinely. So there are some techniques in which they use. And some of these techniques involve training the actors to emotionally connect with that role which they're playing. It makes it very genuine. Let me give you an example. Imagine you have a movie producer, a film producer, and he wants someone to play the role of a shoe shiner. You know those shoe shiners, the boot polishers? Let's say you want someone for this role. A producer who wants a very good actor, who will genuinely act, will ask this actor to go out in the street for 2 weeks, for 1 month, and see how a shoe shiner lives. See how he thinks. What is his lifestyle? Go and befriend a shoe shiner and see. What's their mentality? How do they view life? The idea of method acting in actually getting you to imitate someone and experience their feelings.
Dear listeners, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic another time. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.